hear the all-new Live 95 WRJM LP Coleman.
And good afternoon, Coleman. It's 4 o'clock and time for Coleman's Sports Show, Sports Talk Live, right here on Coleman's independent radio station, Live 95. This show is brought to you each and every Tuesday and Thursday, in part by People's Bank, who brings you Where's Moolah, and also our other wonderful sponsors like Farmers Insurance, the Warhurst Agency, Cyber Broadband, Morton Buildings, Odin's Glass, Scissors Salon, and you, if you will email us at studio@live95coleman.com. We're always interested in other sponsors here at Live 95 and at Sports Talk Live, and of course on our Friday night play-by-play show, Friday Night Live. Here's your hosts for Sports Talk Live, Jason and Ronnie.
Thank you, Jay, and welcome everyone back to the Tuesday edition of Sports Talk Live. Ronnie has made it back into the studio today after a little trip to Jamaica.
Yeah, right? Jamaica, man.
You got it. Yo, man. Yeah, I'm still in vacation mode.
Hey, you look like it. And folks, we've got a special guest in with us today, Pastor Andy Heiss of Desperation Church. Andy, welcome to the show.
Super glad to be here. I'm fired up about this.
Hey, this folks, is great. We'll drag them in anywhere we can get them.
You dig in the bottom of the barrel, baby.
We can ruin the best of them, can't we? And we're about to do it right here.
Yeah, see what the membership numbers are.
It's going down, baby. It's going down like the Titanic.
I can see that.
Ronnie, tell us a little bit about your trip.
Oh, man.
When you got back.
Well, you know, I'm...
Did you get put in jail or anything?
No jail, no reefer, none of that kind of stuff, you know. But, of course, you know, I can't tell you anything you don't know because you've been down there on multiple occasions.
Multiple, as in twice.
Okay.
Years ago.
Okay.
That's multiple.
That's one more than me. But, hey, great trip. You know, flew into the airport there at Montego Bay, had an hour and a half bus ride, and that's where you really get to see the guts.
Customer with a beach.
That's right. You get to see the guts of Jamaica, and I'll tell you, that hour and a half ride really makes you appreciate home.
That's right, and it's an exciting ride, too.
Yes. I mean, just, you know, people just sitting out under trees everywhere, nothing but, you know, just shacks and goats everywhere, just up and down the road. But, you know, you take a – hey, you take
that would be a good place for desperation to plant a church.
I tell you what.
We'll be there one day.
They could do plenty of work, community service right there.
If it's anything like the Bahamas.
I've been there, too.
It's beautiful in some areas, and other areas, holy cow.
It's awful.
Yeah.
You know, so you take a $30,000, $40,000 home here, and if it's there, you need to fence it in and get a security guard.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's just a different world. But, hey, great trip. Enjoyed it. Great. And I understand from what you said that Bobby Meyer has raked me over the coals.
He give you a hard time. And of course, I took up for you the whole time.
I know.
Out of the way.
Oh, I know you would. I know you wouldn't prod him.
So, Andy, tell us a little bit about yourself. Originally from Gardendale.
Yeah. Well, I was raised in Morris, Alabama. Went to Mortimer Jordan High School, and got married, moved to Corner, and then from Corner we moved to Gardendale because I was working at Gardendale First Baptist Church there. I worked there for about 12 years. And then by my 10th, 11th year there, God started putting in my spirit, my heart to plant a church. And out of all the places, he said planting Coleman. It took a long time to figure that one out. Me and him wrestled about that for a little while. And whenever I realized that's exactly where he wanted me, that's where we came, and that's why we're here today.
Yeah, but you thought, of all places in the world, Coleman got more churches.
That's exactly the conversation that me and God had.
Every corner.
God, I'm going to be the laughing stock of Alabama, especially Coleman. I'll be like, why do we need another church out here?
Yeah.
like Banks out here, you know, another church.
That's it.
So, anyway.
Hey, but we're glad to have you, glad to have Desperation Church in our community, and man, the work Desperation has done in the community. Tell us a little bit about being involved in the local athletic scene, since this is a sports show. I know you do many things, but tell us a little bit how Desperation is involved in local athletics.
Well, I am passionate about athletes. I was, you know, before I gave my life to Christ, I really was going to school to be a coach. I mean, I played in high school, I played basketball, football, baseball, actually ran a little bit of track. I didn't look right running track. It was wrong.
It didn't last long.
This is no lie. I ran when in ninth grade. I ran the mile, and I wore my basketball high tops and some shorts, and all these other guys had a little, little fairy shoes.
Yeah.
And
some
little
spikes
shorts
on the bottom of them.
Oh yeah, it was unbelievable. So anyway, I stuck out like a sore thumb. Like, who is this guy? But anyway, absolutely love sports with a passion. And so, when God called me into ministry, I started off with students, and I was the chaplain for Mortimer Jordan High School for 6 or 7 years, for their football team, and then for their baseball team. I did a few things with Gardner High School. And when we came here, one of the first people that I met was Coach Patterson. We went to all the schools. We went around just meeting everybody we could because we didn't know anybody here in the city.
Right.
And so I remember going up to Coach Patterson. I said, "Hey, buddy, my name's Andy Heiss. I'm from Gardner. We're about to plant a church here." He actually thought I was crazy at the moment. And honestly, he came the very first Sunday because he felt sorry for me. You ask him, he'll tell you.
Now,
he's talking about, this guy ain't going to have nobody come to his church. Are we going to go support him?
Are you talking about Pod?
Huh?
Are you talking about Pod Patterson?
No, Brent Patterson.
Okay,
yeah,
okay.
Coach Patterson down here.
I got you. It's coming up.
He brought his whole family. He's stuck. He's still there. He's one of our elders. So thank you, Jesus. He came.
Yeah.
So anyway, I told him, I said, "Hey, listen, we'll help you weed eat. We'll serve your kids food. We'll do anything you'll let us do if you'll just let us come down here and be a part of y'all. We don't want to get in your way. No strings attached. We just want to come and man, we just kind of hit it off, had a great relationship. And next thing you know, get to be a part of the baseball team and doing some chaplain stuff with them, I guess, if that's what you want to call it. I don't know exactly what you'd call it. But I get to go hang out with them and answer a lot of life questions for them and give them some life answers and give them some Jesus, right, more than anything else when they need it. We do a lot of stuff with different schools around here in the area. We got a big grill that one of our small groups built, and so we go out and cook hamburgers. We just got through cooking for Hansville last week. We went to Summit to Middle School and cooked, since we're going to be planting in Jasper here pretty soon. We went and cooked at Walker High School. We're going there this Friday. Actually, going to deliver some breakfast to the football team, and we do stuff with athletes all the time. Absolutely love it, love it, love it. There's so much more involved with that though.
Right. That's very important. You know, you get the athletic side of it, and coaches spend the time with them, but still sometimes there's a need for another voice in there. A lot of kids not getting it at home. They've got to get it from somewhere, so it's up to the coaches and people like you that's involved in their life to give them that extra.
Well, when I was in high school, there was a lot of times I looked at my coaches almost like my dad.
Right.
You know, and
you spend more time with them than you do your parents.
You better believe it. A lot of these boys look at these coaches as dads. A lot of these girls look at these coaches, and you know, females or males, whichever coaches it is, as one of their parents, and because they're such an influence. And I think every coach out there has got a huge responsibility, and that's one thing that I really love about Coach Patterson is, man, that Joker knows a lot about baseball. And I've never met him and maybe the coach from Gardendale, Coach Keaty, are two people that I know baseball.
But Pat Keaty.
Yeah, we won't talk about him. We'll get in trouble. But anyway, but Coach Patterson, the thing that I love about him is that he's got a passion to teach these kids how to live life. There's a bigger picture than baseball to him. I really believe that. Now, there might be some people that disagree with that, but I know him. I know him inside and out. And those kids will tell you, the ones that left him will come back and tell you that he is all about training up guys to be great husbands, to be great leaders in the community, to be great employees one day, be great citizens in society. And, you know, teach them work ethic, teach them how to be men, teach them how to watch how they talk to ladies, unlike Ray Rice. So anyway,
that is going to be a subject we will tackle later on in the show.
Later on.
So
there you go.
But you know, Andy, we all know this. Those of us, or all of us, doing, and those of us who spent our lifetime in public education and coaching and those kind of things. There are so many of our youth, boys and girls, whether athlete or they're not an athlete, they don't have that father figure, that dad at home. That they desperately need, and if we in our business and what you do can bridge that gap, help bridge that gap for them, that is huge, because there's so many of our youth that not only do they not necessarily have a dad, they may not have a mom, and it's amazing how many grandparents are raising their grandkids.
Yeah, I mean, single moms. I mean, you know, the whole statement, it takes a community to raise a child,
right,
is so true. It is so true. And, you know, there's a lot that goes into it. It's not an easy project, but I'm telling you something, it's worth it because you feel like you're making a difference when you get in kids' lives, and when you watch them grow up, right. And you see them take some of the things that you've taught them and laid the foundation for them. They're living it out. It's a reward for you.
Absolutely.
So,
and I might add, Andy is an Alabama fan, so I'm in here with two Alabama fans.
I was just about to ask that question.
Since we went two Auburn fans on
Thursday. Yeah, y'all ganged up on me. Yeah. You ganged up on me while I was here.
You were gone.
Yeah.
I can be a UAB fan today.
Yeah. How about UAB?
I'll be one of the 50.
Yeah,
I'm just kidding. I shouldn't say that. Hey, somebody's UAB fans.
Hey, if they get a few more wins, they make
they look good against Mississippi State.
I didn't see any games because I was either at an airport or I was on a plane.
You didn't miss anything with Auburn and Auburn.
You're right. From what I read and heard people say, I didn't miss anything, but I did see the score there, and UAB gave Mississippi State all they wanted,
buddy. It was great. The first half, they were leading most of the first half. So
there's no reason they can't have a successful program. Enough talent, in the South or around this area that they can in the league that they play, they can be successful. They can get to bowl games.
Right.
I think.
Yes.
I think the new coaching staff that came in at UAB. You're already seeing the difference. Give them a couple of years to get their guys in place, and I think UAB not going to be in Auburn or Alabama.
No, they're not going to get that talent.
No, they're going to compete, like you said, on their level. So, and speaking of competing on level, local teams this past weekend, most everybody probably already knows, Cold Springs goes to 3-0, a winner 24-14 over Southeastern.
Now, does anybody here know I don't know where Southeastern is.
It's down in the Southeast.
Southeast, okay.
Somewhere in the South.
That's why a man can have his name on his shirt that gives an intelligent answer like that. You can tell that man owns his own business.
He's from Auburn.
Yeah.
How about this one? West Point.
Can you point to the South from here?
West Point, a 42-14 winner over Columbia. That game played at Alabama A&M.
West Point's doing great right now.
Yeah, West Point. Undefeated, I think, still.
I know they've got a lot of kids back, maybe as many as 20 kids back that played last year. You know, they were getting their eyeballs, but they're just getting drilled, before the region. Now they've had a region realignment. It's a little bit better for them. Plus, those 10th graders, they were getting their eyes dotted, are now a lot of seniors.
Right.
So I think they'll have a pretty good year. I hope they do.
It's on the way. It's looking good for the West Point Warriors. Coleman was off this past week. Vinemont game you heard of Friday Night Live, a 45-26 winner over Danville. Big win for Vinemont.
And Tommy and Jason broadcasted that one. Yeah.
Fairview, loser to Randolph, a game I missed. I picked Fairview in that one, 29-14. Hantsville, Winston County jumped all over the Bulldogs, 41-12.
I didn't see that coming.
Good Hope lost to Westminster 29-24, and Holly Pond loses to Oakman 60-26. So Holly Pond still without a win.
Still
went
without
winless
a win
last year.
They'll get on the board. They'll get a W. Oakman is, from what I heard, even last year they moved up to 3A. I think they were 2A, and they were strong in 2A, and apparently they're pretty stout again in 3A. So,
okay, how about a player of the week? You want to tell everybody the player of the week?
Let me find him.
All right.
Let me put my glasses on. Hey, this week's Jason texted me today and said, hey, let's locate us a player of the week. So I started researching a little bit when I had some downtime today. And, hey, here's what I came up with, and I think it's well-deserved. John Michael Dye from Vinemont is the player of the week. He had he carried the ball 29 times for 257 yards. Is that pretty close? Because Tommy was there. So I would think that's pretty close. There wasn't anybody offensively around that came close to that. So my vote is for John Michael Dye, player of the week from Vinemont High School.
Sounds good. Me sounds like a winner. An average of 8.86 per carry. So
that's toting the mail.
Hey, People's Bank Player of the Week, John Michael Dye from Vinemont High School, game you heard on Friday Night Live.
And that's probably why he carried it 29 times, too,
right.
You just saddle them up and ride them.
Right.
Congratulations to the Vinemont High
School. Hey, and we're working on a couple of things to give out. Nick Rolo from Cold Springs, our first week Player of the Week. and we still got to get with him, get him his reward or something that they can hang on the wall or something.
You.
We were going to go with T-shirts and found out that was going to be a huge problem with sizes and getting the right amount of shirts.
So. Yeah, yeah. Might have to check with old Bob Palace down there at Awards Palace and make us a plaque
we'll
or something.
We'll get Andy to give us something before he leaves.
Andy, yeah, Andy. I'll leave my shirt.
We'll
sign
Andy,
it.
There you go.
We'll let Andy pay for it.
Hey, folks, the number 256-737-9951. If you've got want to talk about Auburn, Alabama, if you want to talk to Pastor Andy.
Or if you want to talk about him.
Yeah. If you want to talk about him, here he is.
I'm used to that. Yeah. I get that regular.
Oh, man.
We're coming up on a break. We'll be right back. Talk a little Auburn, Alabama football and what happened this past week.
Roll Tide. I had to get that in, Jay.
I'm Tommy Warhurst with Farmers Insurance. When was the last time you sat down with your agent for a review of your coverages? It's probably been a while. But your insurance is about you and protecting your family. And you should be a part of selecting the coverage that's best for you and get it at a price that fits your budget. My focus is you and doing what's right for you and your family, all while helping you save money. If you'd like a free insurance review, my number is 256-338-3701, and the website is thewarhurstagency.com.
We are farmers. Bum, ba, bum, 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 bum.
Cyber Broadband has been providing broadband to areas generally not served by other providers. Now in its 10th year of providing service, Cyber has expanded to also offer services through Charter Communications. If you have service locally and would rather deal with a local company, Cyber Broadband can be reached at 256-734-1077. Cyber also has server co-location abilities. Visit them online at www.getcyber.net.
If you like personal service and folks who can call you by name, you're going to love the new Good Hope Pharmacy opening soon. Good Hope Pharmacy will be a full-service pharmacy with personal service, plus natural products, dollar items, and more. The new Good Hope Pharmacy opening soon on County Road 437 in Good Hope. Good Hope Pharmacy, where everybody knows your name.
Planning for a new building can be exciting and at times a little stressful. Take the stress out of your construction project and enjoy the experience of constructing a custom Morton building. From planning your new building to watching it take shape, Morton will be with you every step of the way to build your new garage, riding area, horse barn, hobby shop, or machine storage building. Best of all, Morton stands behind every building with the strongest non-prorated, non-pass-through warranty in the industry. Don't wait to get started on your project. Morton is located in Garden City and can be reached at 256-352-0406 or online at www.mortonbuildings.com.
Scissor Salon is your full-service salon, conveniently located on Highway 278 East in Coleman. Scissors welcomes men, women, and children. Appointments and walk-ins welcome. At Scissors, it's all about you. Personal service and attention to detail. That's Scissors. Highway 278 East, Coleman. The little shop with the big scissors on the roof. Scissors, open Tuesday through Friday, 734-6006. That's Scissors.
Okay, welcome back to Sports Talk Live 422. Ronnie, Pastor Andy, two Alabama fans in the studio with me, so we might as well talk Alabama, Auburn football.
That's right. What else is there worth talking about?
Hey, this past weekend was a snoozer at best. I'm telling you, I have sold my tickets for about half face value.
You gave them away?
Give them a parking pass. Son of a, just as long as I didn't have to go, I finally convinced Kathy we don't have to be at every game.
One of them.
They will carry on without us.
So they were able to hold on to a very slim victory. Is that what you're telling me?
But defensively, and we'll talk about that in just a second. Defensively, Auburn still a long way to go. Did you watch any of the games?
Watched a little bit. I didn't get to watch all of it because
that's all you needed to watch.
Yeah, I watched the beginning and it looked like San Jose was moving a little bit, but I mean. Auburn scored 52 points.
I could get open in the Auburn secondary. I could get open.
I'm going to step out and say I'd really like to see that.
Yeah,
hey, I'd like to see you go across the middle.
I'd like to see you in a uniform.
I would say my 40 time would be somewhere around the 30-second mark. So, and I think that's plenty fast.
I want to see you in a pair of those white spandex-type.
You've seen that with the Alabama shirt you gave me for the ice bucket challenge.
That was a good.
He looked like Rudy.
Did you happen to see that on Facebook?
No, I missed it.
But you got to check that out on Jason's Facebook.
We had a deal that if 45 people showed up at Grumpy's for our show at Grumpy's, that we would do the Ice Bucket Challenge at the end of it. Ronnie would wear an Auburn shirt. I would wear an Alabama. Me being the good guy that I am, I take him a regular Auburn T-shirt. He brings me one of his wife's stretch shirts. And you know this figure, stretch material.
Unbelievable.
The material was thinner than that paper by the time
much,
I stretched
it out. Oh, it was much thinner than that.
Did you take that back home to your wife, or did you keep it?
I wear it weekend.
He got it. I ain't gonna say what Kathy said about that.
Y'all had 45 show up then.
We actually had more than 45. Had a good turnout.
Yeah,
that's great.
Had some cornhole out on the back deck.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Well, I know for you, being as big an Auburn fan as you are, that was painful.
It was real painful. In fact, and I promise you, you can ask Ronnie, this is the truth. I pulled something in my shoulder, up my neck, down my chest, and every time I breathe, I felt like I was having a heart attack. I don't know if it was the Alabama shirt being so tight or the ice water.
No, that's called getting old. Bro.
Yeah. Old.
That's funny, though, Andy. You need to, if you get a chance,
check that out.
Jason's reaction is, I bet I watched it 25 times, and I would just sit and laugh out loud every time I looked at him when they poured that water out. Oh, it was so funny.
All right, let's talk about football.
All right.
That brings us to a new segment of the show.
Yeah.
And we're going to call it simply The Good, the bad, and the Ugly. We done this last week. I'm going to tackle Auburn first. First, the good. 59 points against a nobody, but a solid performance from freshman Rock Thomas. He's going to be the future of Auburn.
What is he?
He is a running back.
Okay.
And I'm telling you, he's got moves.
That's a great name for a running back.
Yes, it is.
Great name.
The bad. Two fumbles, one by Nick Marshall in the end zone on the opening drive, and another by freshman Rock Thomas at the end of the game. Didn't matter. And the ugly, Nick Marshall's passing is still terrible.
Still needs a little improvement.
Ugly is not the word.
I thought all I'd heard was how much better he had done over the summer and how hard he had worked.
What is a coach supposed to say?
Yeah. He worked hard this summer, but it might have been at passing, but it wasn't the football.
What was his stats?
I don't know, but anything he got close to the receiver they caught is just getting the ball close to the receiver.
I think the worst thing that could have ever happened for Nick Marshall and the coaching staff was to have, was this Johnson?
Yeah, Jeremy Johnson.
Jeremy Johnson come in and play that first half and everybody get to see him.
Oh, yeah.
What was he, 12 for 16?
Yeah, 12 or 16.
Yeah, he was zipping them, buddy. Hitting them in the gut. I mean, it was incredible.
Yep.
That was probably not good. But, hey, Nick Marshall went to the national championship last year and probably should have won that.
That's right.
Hey, listen, you don't have to throw when you can run like that cat. That cat can run.
Yeah, he is a magician with the ball.
He is that. He's great with that.
And he,
however,
he has learned to hide stuff well, so he can hide football.
I wonder where he learned that.
Let's get off Auburn. Ronnie, give us the good, the bad, and the ugly on Alabama.
Yeah, okay, I'll give you a few. Here's a good for Alabama defensively. The good is that Eddie Jackson was back playing cornerback for
him. Right.
I think he is a absolute shutdown corner. And if you remember the last few years when Alabama's really good defensively, they've had Kirkpatrick and D. Milner playing their corners, which frees up. You know, really, it frees up your linebackers and frees up the safety behind you to just roam. Mm-hmm. So I think that's a good. He was out because he had a knee injury, had to have surgery. So that is a good. Eddie Jackson being back, also Trey DePriest being back at linebacker, being able to make the defensive calls. I think that helped him. I got several goods.
Well, that's enough good. Let's get to the bad and the ugly. That's what I want to hear.
You don't want the good? I got you some more good, but okay. Here's the bad. Bad was, and again, I did not get to see the game, so I'm just ad-libbing. I think when I saw they had six penalties for 60 yards, they cannot be satisfied with the amount of penalties.
Right.
Also, and this is going to sound weird, but from what some folks who were there at the game said, they were not at all, and you may have watched it, so please chime in, they were not overly impressed with the play of the offensive line.
I saw
that they ran, they had 190 yards rushing, you know, and yep. that's not a lot, yeah. really, against,
right.
You know, the club that we're playing.
Yeah,
you know,
that's true.
But on the flip side, they threw for 430 yards.
Yeah, you know, they really didn't run. They threw a lot more, and I think a lot of it was because they were probably testing out Coker. They were wanting to see what he had. Coker, it's amazing how many times he threw that ball down the field a jillion times. It seems long.
And I noticed, as far as the stats, you know, and Jason and I, we've debated this back and forth, and you know, I went out and said, you know, the starter is going to be Coker. He wouldn't be coming if he wasn't going to be the starter. And I, at least through these first two games.
And I'm ready to say, as an Auburn fan, yeah. I hope it is Coker. Coker is my favorite Alabama player right
that
now.
That Blake Sims has done nothing to lose the position right. of quarterback, and Coker has done nothing to win quarterback. I mean, right. Blake Sims was 12 out of 14 for about 230.
Should have been 13-14. The other one hit Christian Jones right in the hand, just like the first game.
Right. So, you know, now my question is he going to be able to do that against a Florida, an Ole Miss, an Auburn?
Yeah, we'll find out soon.
That's to be seen. That's right. But so that is the bad. The ugly, and Jason will know who this is because I saw it. It was a kid that came in. He'll know the name, and the running back from Florida. Florida. I don't even
Florida
remember.
Atlantic
ran all that was over him. Did you see that? I saw the replay. The kid came up to make a tackle.
Yes. Got hammered. Was that Nick Perry? Was it Nick Perry?
I don't know who it was.
Yeah. It seemed like it was.
I think it was Nick Perry.
It was
Nick Perry. That was the name. I watched it over and over.
He
was on his heels, and then the next thing it hit was the back of his head on the turf.
I'm sure they had fun with that.
That was the ugly for Alabama.
Hey, that is the good, the bad, and the ugly from both Alabama and Auburn. So I'm glad that, Ronnie, you were able to find some ugly. I think that may be the first time you've said anything on Alabama.
It hurt. It pains me.
Yeah.
But I did it. You're proud of me, too, aren't you?
So, talking college football, Andy, let's put you in the hot seat right to start.
Come on.
Give us your four teams.
Yeah,
Everybody that comes in has to do it.
I mean,
it's just a standard here. Give us your four teams you see in the playoffs at the end of the year.
That is a tough deal right there.
Hey, you're a tough guy.
I mean, I would probably be just like everybody else. I mean, I would probably say Georgia, Florida State, Oklahoma, and Oregon right now would be my four.
Can't argue with that.
I mean, seriously. I mean, it sounds like, well, that's just too easy. I mean, you want to slide somebody in there that would be a sleeper, but I can't really think of any.
What do you think about this for entertainment purposes only, especially with you being a pastor of a church?
Come on, bring it.
Georgia only a 6, and I think it may have moved to 6.5 or 7 today, but only a 6-point favorite over South Carolina.
I'd take Georgia all day.
That's what I'm thinking too. For entertainment purposes. Yes.
For entertainment purposes.
Yeah, I would. I mean,
see, I picked South Carolina to win the East.
No, South Carolina. I watched against East Carolina. I can't believe it's a 6.5-point line. I mean, that's East Carolina. I mean, honestly, probably had a great opportunity to really win that game too. And it's just, I was blown away that South. I'm still blown away that South Carolina's struggling that bad.
I am too. I really thought. Again, I picked them to win the East and. I mean, they look like anything but a contender.
Texas A&M scored at will. Johnny Football's record the first game.
Yes. Boy, and does Spurrier not throw his defensive coordinator under the bus?
Oh, yeah.
And his visor.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Spurrier kind of known for throwing people under the bus.
Oh, you better believe it.
Unusual.
You got
him.
That right. Yep.
The only thing that could have been any better if it had been Mr. Stoops at Oklahoma.
Yeah.
He threw it under the bus.
I know.
Florida State hadn't really impressed me.
Oh, they've stunk it up, too.
No, they have missed
Oklahoma State
spread by, I think it's 44 or 45 points so far this year.
Whoa.
So.
Well, Oklahoma State looked. They made them look great.
Uh-huh.
And it was unbelievable. You know, It looked like it took them a little while to get started with the Citadel, yeah. whoever that is and wherever that is.
Yeah.
You know,
that's what was it? Ended up 37.
It's 34 to nothing.
Yeah.
Oh, they scored.
Yeah.
37. Okay.
Yeah.
Last I saw was 34 to nothing. Yeah. I thought that was.
They have not looked anything like the caliber team they were last year.
Mm-mm. I mean, and you know, a lot of that probably goes to that whole idea of getting too cocky. You know.
Yep.
You got to lay down. You get content. Where you know success is a really bad thing for people. Right. You don't know how to handle success.
That's right.
And I think that's what you know. That's what Nick Saban's always trying to keep his players from, because you know they hear all the time right. on ESPN, on radio stations, yep. read the newspaper about how great they are, and they start believing it.
Yeah.
And Nick Saban knows a little
bit
different.
You can ask Gene Chizik what that does for you.
I can ask him while he's on the SEC Network.
Get you a job behind the desk.
Yeah, 100%.
24 hours a day. SEC right. Network is an HBO. They show three games all week, and yep. then the SEC Now is going to come on every night and be replayed the entire next day. Of course, not complaining. At least we've got them.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I saw where the SEC Network has got more viewers than ESPN2 does.
I saw that, too.
Isn't that crazy?
I can believe that.
That's true.
A little side news. The old phone not
silent.
Yeah. Hey, how about
that's good music, though.
That'd be time to take us to a break.
That's a great time to take a break. That's it.
Doesn't like the Eagles.
Okay, folks, the phone number, 256-737-9951. We'll come back with Moolah for this week. Where's Moolah? Sponsored by People's Bank.
So you got it hid, huh?
It's not actually hid, but I've got it hid in my mind.
You got it hid in your mind?
All right, we'll be right back. Sports Talk Live, 95.5.
I'm Tommy Warhurst with Farmers Insurance. When was the last time you sat down with your agent for a review of your coverages? It's probably been a while. But your insurance is about you and protecting your family. And you should be a part of selecting the coverage that's best for you and get it at a price that fits your budget. My focus is you and doing what's right for you and your family, all while helping you save money. If you'd like a free insurance review, my number is 256-338-3701, and the website is thewarhurstagency.com.
We are farmers. Bum, ba-da-bum, bum, bum, bum.
Cyber Broadband has been providing broadband to areas generally not served by other providers. Now in its 10th year of providing service, Cyber has expanded to also offer services through Charter Communications. If you have service locally and would rather deal with a local company, Cyber Broadband can be reached at 256-734-1077. Cyber also has server co-location abilities. Visit them online at www.getcyber.net.
Planning for a new building can be exciting and at times a little stressful. Take the stress out of your construction project and enjoy the experience of constructing a custom Morton building. From planning your new building to watching it take shape, Morton will be with you every step of the way to build your new garage, riding area, horse barn, hobby shop, or machine storage building. Best of all, Morton stands behind every building with the strongest non-prorated, non-pass-through warranty in the industry. Don't wait to get started on your project. Morton is located in Garden City and can be reached at 256-352-0406 or online at www.mortonbuildings.com.
Scissor Salon is your full-service salon, conveniently located on Highway 278 East in Coleman. Scissors welcomes men, women, and children. Appointments and walk-ins welcome. At Scissors, it's all about you. Personal service and attention to detail. That's Scissors. Highway 278 East, Coleman. The little shop with the big scissors on the roof. Scissors, open Tuesday through Friday, 734-6006. That's Scissors.
Odin's Auto Glass offers professional and reliable service. With over 30 years of experience, Odin's Auto Glass guarantees your satisfaction. From auto and truck glass to the glass in your big rig, Odin's Auto Glass has you covered. Odin's Auto Glass welcomes insurance claims and is an authorized Safe Life Auto Glass installer. Odin's Auto Glass is located on Highway 31 in Coleman, just north of Highway 157. 734-2800, it's Odin's Auto Glass.
Thank you.
All right, 438 and the Sound of Money. And go ahead and tell us who it is.
Oh, that's Pink Floyd, baby, with a little money, money, money.
So, Andy, to bring you up to date on this, People Bank is sponsoring Where's Moolah. We had to actually change the game. We were physically hiding the money each time.
With a hound.
Cindy Wilson. Remember this name if you ever lose anything. And Cindy, by the way, I might could use your services at our house right now. But
you've lost, Kathy
we've
lost
got
something?
A lost item. Oh. She won this thing 4 out of 5 times. She would take like 1 or 2 clues, and it could be like, it's in Coleman County. And she would call me, I found Moolah. And so we had to make
she
a few changes with
somewhere.
Yeah. We joked with her, said she's going to have to fill out a 1099 and report that on her income tax.
I'm telling you. Yeah, she found the first one. You know, I was congratulations. Found the next one. We had her in, talked to her, and I thought, how odd. She found the third one.
I know.
And I thought, she's following me or something.
It's got GPS on your truck. I was shocked when she found the first one as fast as she did, because it was, I don't even remember the clues, but it was taped on the back of a drink machine at Piggly Wiggly.
You know, I saw where you put that on there. I thought, that's crazy. Yeah. I can see people literally fighting over to get back there.
Yeah.
Are you going to cause all kinds of dissension in Coleman?
I think that was $100 too, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
Speaking of that, how much
this
is
week
Moolah
will be $50, and it's not physically hidden. It is
it's only a mental.
Mentally hidden. Yeah. So
we better write that down.
Hey, bring everybody up.
Or we will be forgetting it.
In case anybody missed it on Facebook, David Reese is our last winner. He found Moolah in Walgreens in a Hello Kitty folder. And so
actually hid it inside of Walgreens.
And I thought, you know, if nobody finds it, some kid will buy that. And they're $50. So.
Oh, my gosh.
Make money on that. Hey,
you got that right. Absolutely.
This week, anywhere in the state of Alabama, so it's a large place, but the clues will narrow it down quickly, as we seen last time.
Yeah.
Last time we did this, it was at UAB football field. This week, the sum of the road. I'm going to say that. The sum of the road is 17.
And that could be, that's a long way.
That's right.
The sum of the road is 17.
The sum of the road is 17. So people are scratching numbers down now. A lot of roads.
I bet you I know one person that knows what the right now where that road, which road it's on.
I bet I do too.
Yeah, Cindy Wilson.
You got it.
She's on the way.
she's on the road right now, probably. Oh, man.
So thanks to People's Bank, once again, making this possible. Hey, they're giving out money left and right.
They're also
the sponsor of the Player of the Week, People's Bank Player of the Week. And, Ronnie, tell everybody again. The name's left me, so you've got it written down there. Who is our People's Bank Player of the Week this week?
John Michael Dye from Vimont High School.
Okay, and we'll be getting with Coach Scott and getting something to him. Still got to get with Coach Elliott and get Nick Rolo his reward. But Moolah, once again, it'll be another clue before the show's over. The sum of the road is 17. So,
there you go.
Andy, go back to you since you're the guest.
That's right. Put him on the spot.
Tell us a little bit of what you were talking about, and I know Ronnie's going to love this, while we were at break about the pregame at Auburn and Alabama.
I don't even know why he brought that up.
You knew I was going to bring it up on the air.
He'll use stuff against you.
That's right.
Oh, yeah, that's fine. Well, I'm, to be honest,
we like a honest preacher.
Well, I'd probably need to be careful how I paraphrase things. To be honest, so you lie the rest of the time, huh?
Yeah.
No, I've been to Alabama and Auburn games, more Alabama games since I'm an Alabama fan. And I'll be honest, I wish that they would get another marketing director in the area of pregame when it comes to Alabama. Alabama's is, I like Bear Bryant. I can't understand what he says most of the time. It sounds like he's been smoking a lot of cigarettes, and he has.
Yeah.
And I can't, you know, and it's just, I'll go to Auburn's, and once again, I'm an Alabama fan, but I go to Auburn's, and Auburn's pregame is just off the charts. I mean, it is absolutely, it gets the crowd ready. The crowd's going crazy. Got the eagle flying in, got the band walking around, you know, playing the fight song at each section. They got different things on the screens. It is, honestly, is whoever puts their thought process into doing the pregame at Auburn is they're good, and I think that a lot of people in SEC could probably learn from them. And you know, the fans at Alabama, we've been spoiled, especially the older generation has been spoiled. And so whenever you want to stand up and cheer, you know, it don't matter if you play in LSU. I remember 2005. I think it was 2005. LSU and Alabama was playing. Both teams were 10-0, and I was standing up for the kickoff. And I had some guy behind me say, "Hey, buddy, I paid good money for these tickets. You're going to have to sit down." I'm like, "Buddy, you're going to have to stand up." I thought it was going to be bad. Like, I was going to have to give him the right hand of fellowship.
Yeah,
you know?
There you go.
Preacher man, that wasn't good.
You wouldn't be the almost first got Alabama flesh fan on that's done. Do what? The first Alabama fan that's done.
Well, but the thing about it is, hey, man, let's get into the game. I mean, right. Hey, let's cheer our team on. We part of the team in a sense. I mean, we're going to do everything we can to be that 12th man, kind of like Texas A&M. And I'm not going to sit down here and fold my arms and be critical of everything that takes place. I'm going to do everything I can to cheer them on, and let's go get this thing rolling. You know, let's get this win.
Don't tell love when you go to a game, and speaking of paying good money, you pay good money for your seats, and you're sitting right behind or right in front of the announcer guy that thinks he knows every play, knows what they're going to run next, they didn't do right. He don't know anybody's name, but he'll say, number 32 should have done so-and-so.
And in most cases, he's a slobbering drunk.
Yeah.
You know, he just you can't half understand what
I promise you could. There could be 90,000 people in the stadium.
You can be by
two drunks, and I'm going to be sitting right by him.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's no fun.
I know. That makes that recliner at home feel a whole lot better.
Or they got a mouth of the South, and you got your kid with you.
Oh gosh! Yeah.
Now my sister, one time. Now you don't cuss around my sister when you got the kids, or you don't cuss around her. Period. I remember there's some guys behind us, fraternity boys, and they were using some foul language. I'm talking about some that I never heard of. You know.
Yeah.
And she turns around and says, "Is there any other words you can use besides that one? I mean, come on." And Chase, she'll let you know. She'll go toe to toe with you. So.
Oh, that's
which brings up. I hadn't told you, but me and Ronnie have talked about it. All the games I've been to at Auburn, and been to a lot of them, a lot of different teams, by far the worst fans I've ever been around. Last year, Georgia.
Well,
I'm telling you, and it was just like you said, words I had never heard. Every play, every time the flag was thrown.
I think every fan base has got bad fans.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no doubt about it, but. The worst of it, just completely, like they come from another country. They need passports to get in the country as LSU fans. Them jokers are crazy. I'm crazy. I'm talking about crazy. Yeah. All the LSU fans out there, you know what I'm talking about? Crazy. Hey, one of my cousin's husband is Murray Legg. You know who Murray Legg? He played football for Alabama back in the day. He said that they were out at LSU getting their pictures made on the field for the TV. And he said that all the camera guys were laughing, and the reason why was whenever they were taking pictures of the football players behind them, all the fans were mooning. And so when they take a picture, the moon was coming in. You know what I'm saying? That's LSU fans. That's crazy. I don't know if I can say that on the radio as a preacher anyway, but that's what they were doing.
Hey, it's Coleman. You can say
that. That's right. Exactly. But, well, you know, talking about Alabama and Auburn, and, you know, we've done the good, the bad, and the ugly. And we all know, we're sitting here their competition, especially this last week, was very poor, very average. And so it's hard to get a feel of a club and how they're going to be and how they're going to, you know, perform against somebody who can line up across from them and match them toe-to-toe. And, of course, you know, they both got those coming. But to this point, you know, they haven't seen a lot of that. Now, you know, Alabama got challenged, I think, by West Virginia. I think they were they're a good club. They were 4-8 last year. Had a lot of people hurt. They're going to be a lot better, and it showed. Bama didn't look good against West Virginia.
I'm liking my pick more and more, the Ole Miss upset.
I thought about that just today when because Ole Miss just absolutely destroyed Vandy.
Yeah.
Vandy is the Vandy of old again. You know. I mean, my question is this. Did James Franklin – and I know – the guy that's there now didn't get much time to do any recruiting. I got all that. And some of those kids that were at Vandy with James Franklin left him with him to Penn State. But on the flip side, to me, it's more evident that James Franklin saw what was coming.
Right.
And
I believe
it became a, you know, to get the Penn State job, which is a great job under any circumstance.
Did you hear the news about Penn State?
I did. I had it written down here. Go ahead, though, with it.
No, you go ahead. You got it written down.
Well, the NCAA has basically backed off of all of their bans. They now can go to the – they can play in bowl games, and they're adding back their scholarships.
Which I think is a good move.
It is a good move. You know, the NCAA – and I think we'd probably all agree on this. Every time there's an NCAA violation, somebody gets penalized, the people that get hurt are the kids behind them.
Right.
That had nothing to do
Absolutely
with it.
Absolutely nothing to do with it.
Nothing to do with it. Our coaches that may not have been there at that time. That's
and
who gets
me,
punished.
To me, this was a legal issue for the police departments and the whoever's
Absolutely.
To prosecute them in court. It's not the NCAA.
What part did the NCAA have in that?
They want to be everything.
They do.
And they pretty much are everything.
They pretty much. But as we just mentioned, I had it written down, the postseason ban for Penn State's over. Next year they'll get to have 80 scholarship players, where right now I think it's like 65 or something. You know, it's very low. And then in 2016 they get the full 85 scholarships back. So that's
I thought it started 2005. I thought it started next year, all 85.
Starts next year,
I thought
all
it
85.
Did. I thought that's what they said. I thought that everything was lifted.
Maybe it is. So maybe I wrote it down wrong. But anyway, the ban is over for Penn State, which it should be.
Yeah.
And then they make it.
I was wondering if James Franklin knew about that before they hired him. I wonder if he got kind of caught wind of that.
Yeah, I wonder.
Hey, folks, that music means it's time to go to a break. Got to pay some bills. So 4:49 coming up on 4:50. We'll be right back. Sports Talk Live, 95.5.
If you're looking to make your building dream a reality, now is a great time to talk to your Morton Building sales consultant. Morton Buildings is a company that has been serving its customers for well over 100 years. From the first meeting with your sales consultant to the delivery and the construction, every aspect of the building process is handled by Morton. Morton Buildings constructs everything from hobby shops and suburban garages to farm storage buildings, even horse barns. With Morton, you get the building that you need and the quality and customer service the company is known for. You can make your dream come true. Available at Morton Buildings, 256-352-0406 in Garden City, or visit their website at mortonbuildings.com.
Cyber Broadband has been providing broadband to areas generally not served by other providers. Now in its 10th year of providing service, Cyber has expanded to also offer services through Charter Communications. If you have service locally and would rather deal with a local company, Cyber Broadband can be reached at 256-734-1077. Cyber also has server co-location abilities. Visit them online at www.getcyber.net.
I'm Tommy Warhurst with Farmers Insurance. When was the last time you sat down with your agent for a review of your coverages? It's probably been a while. But your insurance is about you and protecting your family. And you should be a part of selecting the coverage that's best for you and get it at a price that fits your budget. My focus is you and doing what's right for you and your family, all while helping you save money. If you'd like a free insurance review, my number is 256-338-3701, and the website is thewarhurstagency.com.
We are Farmers. Bum, ba, bum, 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 bum.
You're listening to Live 95 WRJM LP Coleman.
Cyber Broadband has been providing broadband to areas generally not served by other providers. Now in its 10th year of providing service, Cyber has expanded to also offer services through Charter Communications. If you have service locally and would rather deal with a local company, Cyber Broadband can be reached at 256-734-1077. Cyber also has server co-location abilities. Visit them online at www.getcyber.net.
If you're looking to make your building dream a reality, now is a great time to talk to your Morton Building sales consultant. Morton Buildings is a company that has been serving its customers for well over 100 years. From the first meeting with your sales consultant to the delivery and the construction, every aspect of the building process is handled by Morton. Morton Buildings constructs everything from hobby shops and suburban garages to farm storage buildings, even horse barns. With Morton, you get the building that you need and the quality and customer service the company is known for. You can make your dream come true. Available at Morton Buildings, 256-352-0406 in Garden City, or visit their website at mortonbuildings.com.
4:53, and we're back to the Tuesday edition of Sports Talk Live. Coleman, remind people right now, Friday Night Live, coming to us from Oneonta this weekend, I understand.
Oneonta Redskins and the Good Hope Raiders.
So, Tommy, Jason will be there. Once again, not this Jason. Jason takes Friday nights off and hits the recliner.
There you go. Watches the dog channel.
Yeah, watches the dog channel.
Home and Garden Show.
Home and Garden, that's it.
Hey, let's talk a little bit. We touched on it, but let's talk a little bit more in depth. We were at the break talking about it. The Alabama quarterback situation. As Ronnie said, Blake Sims has done nothing to lose the job. Coker has done nothing to win the job. Ronnie, you first. Do you think somewhere down the line Saban pulls the string and makes the change anyway? I mean, he brings Coker in.
You know, it's hard to believe that he would take Coker, use a scholarship, I guess, on him, and then not play him.
Right.
Whereas Blake, you know, on the flip side, Blake Sims has been there 5 years, never gotten in any trouble that I know of or anybody's heard of, and I think that's one reason that he's had an opportunity, that Saban gave him an opportunity.
I think he should have had the opportunity.
He should have had the opportunity. Right. And it's pretty obvious to this point, from what I've seen the games and then the stats, that at this point, after two ball games, he is the best quarterback at the University of Alabama.
Yeah.
Period.
I've not seen anything, which I haven't seen a lot of Coker, but I've not seen or read anything that leads me to believe Jimbo Fisher was telling the truth.
Yeah, yeah.
When he was blowing that smoke.
Jimbo, he'll blow some smoke. But, you know, like the other day, Blake Sims, I think, was 12 out of 14. Mm-hmm. And like Andy said, and the kid dropped it, he should have been 13 out of 14 for about 250 yards. Now, on the flip side, you are playing Florida Atlantic.
That's true.
You know, you're not playing the upper echelon. And I think that's where the rubber's going to meet the road. That's where it's going to determine who can get it done, who can't get it done when they start SEC play.
Well, Jacob Coker played Florida Atlantic, too. Now, it was his first game.
That's right.
Now, he was heaving it down the field a lot. I don't know if they was wanting him to show off his arm or whatever, but he didn't hit a lot of those long passes and stuff. But
I think he was about 15 out of 24, something like that.
Yeah.
So, but together, you know, they threw for, you know, 430 yards. So, and my question is it that important that you name a quarterback? Really?
Well, I mean, maybe for the confidence of the quarterback and for the rest of the team, and honestly, to kind of maybe quieten the fans down and get the controversy over with. But, you know, me personally, I think Blake Sims is hands down.
Yeah, I do. I do too.
Hey, it's fun to watch a guy kind of elude some players, like move out of the way. Like dodge them and make plays.
Yeah, but even make some plays with your feet.
Yeah, he made a lot of plays with his feet.
Right.
It was great. Now, a lot of times that ain't going to work when it comes to good defenses and stuff.
And I give him credit. He has surprised me. I did not think he would be able to throw the ball. Again, just like you said, he's not throwing it way downfield. Well, he's not having to.
He's not having to, The defense is giving the opportunity to throw it short, and we're gaining 10, 15 yards every time. Hey.
Right.
Go short every time. Who cares? I don't care if you throw short or go long. As long as we get some yardage, let's do it.
That's it.
Did either of you watch the game last night? Which I think now I have decided anytime the New York Giants play the rest of the year, I'm going to take whoever they're playing, give up the points, because that is the worst professional football team I've seen in a long time.
I watched a little of it, and it was pretty bad.
I don't know what's going on with Eli Manning. He's struggling. He used to be a really good quarterback, and something. I don't know if his offensive line's gotten worse, or
that's part of it. He's running for his life.
Or Victor Cruz, he dropped a couple passes. I watched it because I'm a big fantasy football guy, and I had Matthew Stafford. He helped me out, but it didn't help my team out.
Right.
I still lost, but he was great. He's the best one. But the Calvin Johnson is just stupid.
He is
a freak of nature.
What a man!
Unbelievable. Well, Eli Manning, I kind of feel sorry for him, really.
I like him.
Hey, isn't it funny, though, that he's won, he's won two Super Bowls?
Two Super Bowls.
And how many has his brother won? One.
Peyton's won one.
Isn't it funny?
But is it not true, would you be willing to say Peyton Manning, the greatest quarterback of all time?
When you get Peyton Manning
on the field, you not only got a quarterback, you've got a coach, you've got a team leader.
I'm 43. I haven't been around. You know, I got to watch a little bit of Dan Marino. Yeah. I got to watch some Joe Montana a little bit. But I just
he's as good because as any.
Yeah, I've been raised up with Eli. I mean, not Eli Manning, but Peyton.
Right.
And he'd be the first. If I was picking first for my fantasy football, he'd be the first guy I'd pick. He's going to get you some points because you know he's going to throw some touchdowns. Right. He's smart. He's brilliant when it comes to football.
Hey, he makes the pass and throws it to a point before the receiver ever makes his cut, and the ball is there. I mean,
I think he'll make a great NFL coach one day.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah. Oh, he's a surgeon. I mean, there's no doubt he is a surgeon with that thing in his hand.
When he gets too old and has to retire, you know, and he gets tired of doing analyst stuff because that's probably what he'll do.
Right.
He needs to go into coaching. And if I was general manager, I'd take him today.
Oh, absolutely. No doubt about it.
Something I've done with Coach Meyer Thursday and same questions, but it's just something for enjoyment. I ask you two guys what you think. Won't do all of them. Couple of them stand out to me. Who is there longer? Nick Saban at Alabama?
Oh,
Gus Malzahn at Auburn?
Here we go. I knew you couldn't make it long without starting that mess.
Who is at their position longer?
If Nick Saban...
No, wait a minute. Hey, Gus may leave. He's already being flirted with the NFL again this year, so who knows?
Where did you hear that? You and Gus... Pals,
me and Gus, buddies.
Y'all fist bumping.
You
all
what? Nick Marshall in the back.
You need to tell him what you just told us about Nick Marshall. You need to put Jeremy Johnson in. What you said?
He won't listen to me.
Well, you know, Nick Saban had I mean, if he's going, the next step for him would probably be in NFL if he goes anywhere. But he's already done that.
Yeah.
I mean, he could have gone to Texas last year and made tons of money.
If he had went to Texas, did Texas lose to BYU in the fashion they did Saturday? What was it?
No. That was bad.
That was ugly.
Yeah, that was bad. And I feel sorry for. I mean, people are already out for the new
Charles Strong.
I
like him.
Golly, he's a great guy.
I think he'll do a good job there if he's given.
I don't think he's gonna get a lot of patience.
No, they're not gonna give him a lot of patience.
I wouldn't.
Who do you think? Nick Saban at Alabama? Gus Malzahn at Auburn?
I'd say Gus Malzahn.
What he's gonna stay the longest.
Oh, who's gonna stay the longest?
At their position.
I thought you said who's gonna leave.
No. Or you think Gus will leave before Nick?
Yeah, I think that Nick Saban will stay longer than Gus Malzahn.
Yeah, I do too.
Okay. Nick Saban stays longer
than
Saban's
going to finish. I think Saban finishes his career.
I think that's very possible. I think that's very possible.
But I think about this. You know, the college football game is so fickle that 1 year you are the hottest item out there if you're an assistant. And then, the next year you're not as good.
As in Kirby Smart right now.
You're exactly right. You took the words out of my mouth. You know,
well,
two or three years ago when they were absolutely completely dominant defensively, and all you heard was Kirby Smart, the greatest defensive coordinator out there, and he may still be, I don't know, but you know, you used to hear his name tossed around for a lot of head coaching jobs, and you know,
and
he
now,
didn't take
Ronnie, even Alabama fans are questioning his ability to be the defensive coordinator
at
Alabama.
I know it.
That's stupid.
he didn't forget everything he was doing overnight.
No, he didn't.
It's the new era, though. The new era of the hurry-up offense.
The game has changed.
And you've heard them. They're going to start recruiting different guys. I mean, Nick Saban says, we got a leaner, quicker, faster. You know, they've been getting these big, bulky guys and that can't move as quick. And anyway, it's a different world.
As one of our callers, Eddie Gwynn, would say, he calls it soccer with pads, what Auburn plays.
Yeah, he hates it.
How about this question? Which would be a higher number, Auburn football wins or basketball losses? Which would be the higher number, Auburn football wins or basketball losses? They play, 30 games in basketball?
Yeah.
I'm saying football wins.
Football wins.
Yeah, he still ain't got his classes in there. I mean, but now when he gets his recruiting classes in, that's going to be you ask that next
Auburn,
year. I'll
right
go
now at a top 10 recruiting class, possibility to move in the top 5.
I hope that, are they starting to play? Are they already started there now. They're freshmen this year, or they're going to be freshmen next year.
No, he's got some JUCO guys coming in, but
okay.
I think I'll go out on a limb and say Auburn will make the NIT.
Which would be a huge step for
Auburn. I think they would.
Which, in other words, you're saying that that Auburn would have more wins in football.
Yeah. Yeah.
This question not going to look as good as it did last week after Texas this weekend. More wins this year, the Florida Gators or the Texas Longhorns?
That's easy for me.
Yeah, after Saturday, that question.
That's easy.
Wow.
That's
the Gators. Hey, wait, we ain't got to see Florida.
Nope.
We ain't got to really, I mean, see up against a good opponent. And so I'm kind of concerned about it for Alabama, as an Alabama fan.
I think Florida is, they're going to win. If they stay healthy this year, they're going to win at least 9 games.
Mm-hmm.
And they, one of those may be against Alabama.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got I would hate that.
I know you would.
I'd hate that.
But, I mean, that's certainly in the realm of possibility.
Last one of these. Which will be a higher number? UAB season attendance for football or the first two games of Auburn basketball?
I'm going UAB.
Yeah.
UAB?
I'm going to watch them.
First two games.
I'm going to go UAB. UAB had 27,000 people at the first game.
UAB?
UAB and Troy had 27,000 people.
That was Troy fans.
Y'all need me. I can remember numbers. I can't remember names. I remember numbers.
One more. Which would be the higher number? Johnny Manziel starts or Carolina Panther wins?
Carolina Panther wins.
You don't see Manziel getting a lot of love this year?
Are they already talking about trading? I mean, people are talking about, like, Jerry Jones calling him up and coming to be a Dallas Cowboy and stuff.
Hey, if Jerry Jones wants him, Jerry Jones will get him.
Yeah.
Oh, you think? He's already tried to get Adrian Peterson, hadn't he? He's doing under-the-table stuff. He's doing a lot of other stuff, too.
Oh, I tell you.
Somebody said his documentary was really good. I didn't get to watch it. I wish I'd watched it.
I didn't
on
either.
ESPN.
Johnny Manziel's greatest highlight films is going to be while he was at Texas A&M. It's not going to be an NFL
highlight.
Somebody's
probably going to break him in half in the NFL.
Yeah.
Well, it's amazing how, you know, those guys that, I don't know, he's.
Well, the people he could outrun in college, he can't outrun those people anymore.
I'm just talking about the attention the guy gets and people kind of put him on a pedestal and he's, I don't like his character.
Yeah.
I'm a character guy and I don't like his character at all.
Yeah.
At all.
Yeah. He's easy not to like.
I'm one of the guys that don't like him. There's a lot of people that do like him. I don't like his character.
But
I'm going to pray for the dude because he would have a huge stage for Jesus if he could do that. And I say that I'm a pastor. He'd have a huge stage for Jesus if he'd get his life right. And so I'd love to see that guy get right with God.
Yeah.
So.
Agree 100%.
I do too. But,
hey,
you know.
Andy, we were in California last year, the national championship game. Johnny Manziel staying at the same hotel. I had no idea until Bubba from the Rick and Bubba show posted it on his Facebook. He was staying at the same hotel. Johnny Manziel was there.
Hanging out with the big wigs.
Where do you think Johnny Manziel was seen at in the hotel?
In the bar? Club?
That's it. That's not a tough one.
I took a picture of that. Was easy. I can get that.
All right, real quick, before we go to the break, Alabama, Southern Miss this weekend, 48-49 point favorite. Let's don't even talk about it. Let's go to the Florida game. What do you think, Ronnie?
Florida and
Alabama, Florida, straight up. Bama wins.
I don't know enough about Florida. I mean, just because I'm an Alabama fan, I'll say Alabama wins. They're definitely going to get better. I mean, so you know they'll be better against Florida than they were against West Virginia. But Florida's going to be better than West Virginia.
The same week, Auburn, Kansas State on a Thursday night.
That's this Thursday.
No, a week from
is
Thursday.
It?
Yeah.
Who they got?
Auburn's
this
off this week.
Oh, they're off. Okay. Yeah. All right.
After those rough two first games,
they
got
need a week.
Covers.
They need a week off.
You still think Kansas State beats Auburn?
Yes.
No.
Mm-mm. He's smoking it. He's been with Nick Martin.
I think Auburn. I think Auburn wins going away. Here's
so
the deal.
Too.
I may be wrong. I mean, somebody may have to call in and tell us this, but Iowa State, they got beat by like North Dakota State. Like killed,
and almost beat Kansas State.
And should have beat Kansas State. Kansas State like won in the last few minutes.
I agree.
And I mean, you're talking about like a no name, like a NAI team almost that just about beats Iowa State. And I may be wrong about that, but I'm pretty sure.
Ronnie, your favorite team went down this weekend, Ohio State.
Yes,
I know
that broke my
sleep.
That really broke my heart when Virginia Tech and Frank Beamer. Put
Virginia
a thrashing on them.
May give Florida State all they want.
I don't think Ohio State's as good as. I think they got that whole success thing too is in their head. I think that might wake the Ohio State up a
little
bit.
Where they would have got that from, considering their coach.
Yeah, exactly. you got that right.
If they drop three this year, he may have heart problems or something and have to retire again.
He got better, after he got better quick after he found out he could get the Ohio State job.
Ronnie, before we go to break, tell people what we got coming up, and I'm going to tell them before the show's over, we're going to tackle the Ray Rice incident and the Atlanta Hawks owner.
Is this what you're talking about?
Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, I don't know a whole lot about it, Jason. Here's what I do know. The owner or part owner of the Atlanta Hawks sent an email in 2012 that has resurfaced. People are saying that we can all debate it exactly what he said when we come back from break. But he basically sent an email that was racist or supposedly racist in nature, and now he is selling his portion of the Hawks. So we will debate that or talk about that when we get back.
And we did give Pastor Andy the opportunity, if he wants to sit that one out, he can sit that one out, because you know me, I'm going to tell it pretty much like I see it. I don't get a check from a church or
no,
the county, so
no. I just give them a check.
That's it. Okay, 509. We'll be right back. The number, if you want to get in on the discussion, 256-737-9951. We'll be right back with Sports Talk Live, 95.5 Colbert.
Odin's Auto Glass offers professional and reliable service. With over 30 years of experience, Odin's Auto Glass guarantees your satisfaction. From auto and truck glass to the glass in your big rig, Odin's Auto Glass has you covered. Odin's Auto Glass welcomes insurance claims and is an authorized Safe Life Auto Glass installer. Odin's Auto Glass is located on Highway 31 in Coleman, just north of Highway 157. 734-2800, it's Odin's Auto Glass. Planning for a new building can be exciting and at times a little stressful. Take the stress out of your construction project and enjoy the experience of constructing a custom Morton building. From planning your new building to watching it take shape, Morton will be with you every step of the way to build your new garage, riding area, horse barn, hobby shop, or machine storage building. Best of all, Morton stands behind every building with the strongest non-prorated, non-pass-through warranty in the industry. Don't wait to get started on your project. Morton is located in Garden City and can be reached at 256-352-0406 or online at www.mortonbuildings.com.
I'm Tommy Warhurst with Farmers Insurance. When was the last time you sat down with your agent for a review of your coverages? It's probably been a while. But your insurance is about you and protecting your family. And you should be a part of selecting the coverage that's best for you and get it at a price that fits your budget. My focus is you and doing what's right for you and your family, all while helping you save money. If you'd like a free insurance review, my number is 256-338-3701, and the website is thewarhurstagency.com.
We are farmers. Bum, ba, da, bum, 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 bum.
Scissor Salon is your full-service salon, conveniently located on Highway 278 East in Coleman. Scissors welcomes men, women, and children. Appointments and walk-ins welcome. At Scissors, it's all about you. Personal service and attention to detail. That's Scissors. Highway 278 East, Coleman. The little shop with the big scissors on the roof. Scissors, open Tuesday through Friday, 734-6006. That's Scissors.
Welcome back to Sports Talk Live, the Tuesday edition. Guest host in with us today, Pastor Andy, as we call him, at Desperation Church. And Andy, this segment is not going to be for the faint-hearted. We're going to tackle the Atlanta Hawks owner and then move
into...
You're
going to tackle him.
Yeah. Hey, he's already been tackled. Tackled. Ronnie is going to fill us in.
Yeah, I'm just going to hit the high parts of this. Bruce Levinson, the title of this article was "Sell Atlanta Hawks After Releasing a Racist Email," and again, it's a long email, but just to read just the gist of it, this basically says the black crowd scared away the whites, and there are simply not enough affluent black fans to build a significant season ticket base. Don't get me wrong, there was nothing threatening going into the arena back then. I never felt uncomfortable, but I think Southern whites simply were not comfortable being in an arena or at a bar where they were in the minority. On fan sites, I would read comments about how dangerous it is around Phillips, yet it is only 9 years. Yet in our 9 years, I don't know of a mugging or even a single picket pocket incident. This was just racist garbage. When I hear some people saying the arena is in the wrong place, I think it is code for there are too many blacks at the games. That's just part of what he wrote. There's other things in here, but he's sending this. I think he's sending this not to be a racist, not simply saying he's racist. He's saying this as a owner of a franchise, right, and what the issue or what the problem may be getting people into Phillips Arena to watch the Hawks, because I've been over there. Wesley, my son, goes 2 or 3 times every year, and rarely, if ever, is it sold out. And a lot of the time, you go over there to watch a game, if it's, say, maybe I'll throw one out, the L.A. Lakers or the Boston Celtics or Oklahoma City, they're going to have more fans.
Right.
The visiting team is going to have more fans than is there for the Atlanta Hawks. So I think that is where this comes from.
But we have got so politically correct that you cannot mention the word black, the word white, the word green, the word gay.
Right.
Or you are considered to be a racist, a homophobe.
That's right.
Or whatever the case may be. This guy is just discussing his business privately in an email to another owner, and now he is being roasted.
Oh, yeah. He's being, you know, maybe not to the degree that Donald Sterling was, but he's definitely being roasted, and he's gonna sell, you know, the Hawks.
And he made this public, I think, in July, and it's just now coming out. They were tied up with the Donald Sterling thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I guess he felt that was going to be uncovered. The truth of it's the truth.
I would say it's what the man's. I don't know. I'm not on the inside with Atlanta Hawks, but I would say my question would be, is this a true statement? If it's a true statement, is it? If it's a true statement, and is it racist?
Right. He's just stating a fact that their crowd is a majority black, and the reason for that, if you read on into it, you find out that when they first took over ownership,
That I didn't read that part,
they couldn't get the fans in the stand. They were giving tickets away in downtown Atlanta. So if you give tickets away in downtown Atlanta, the odds are the people are going to be black. Just like if you give tickets away in Coleman, they're going to be white.
Sure.
So they fill the stands up with black people. Now, is that a problem? No. As long as people behave, just like if white people are in there. There is white people that will cause as much trouble as any black person.
Or any other color. Right. Red, white, blue.
It all depends on the type of person.
Exactly.
Well, if you think about it, just come home here. By the way, one of the things that I hate more than anything, let me paraphrase, is racism. I can't stand it. It drives me crazy. I mean, to think that I'm better than somebody else because my skin color is different.
Sure.
It's ridiculous. But when just in reality, when you think about, you know, you hear people, I've heard many people say, I'm not taking my kids down to Legion Field because they're worried there. But I've also heard blacks say, my black friends, I'm not stopping in Coleman ever.
Right.
And so, you know, it goes both directions. Do I think that my black friends are racist? No. They probably heard things negative here, and I think that white people have heard negative things about things going on at Legion Field. You know,
that don't make you a racist.
No. Not at all. I think that people are taking precaution, and maybe some of the things they heard isn't completely true. But they're taking precaution, and they're just like, I'm not going there. And so it goes on both sides. You know, I hate that everything that happens these days turns into racism. Though I personally believe, and I don't care what most people think, I'm just telling you, with a lot of people, the whole Blake Sims and Jacob Coker thing is a racist thing. I mean, it is. It goes down to racism, and people can say all day long it's not. But you listen to other call-in shows, You got majority of blacks are saying, not everybody, but majority are giving reasons why Blake Sims is it, and all the white folks mostly are calling in why Jacob Coker, and then you got people that are sensible on both sides that are saying, right. Hey, this guy is the best one. I mean, it goes. Well, we could talk about Ferguson. We could talk about this situation right here. Donald Sterling, hands down, that was just obvious that was a racist statement. I mean, that's there. But this is it's a difficult deal.
Hey, back to Donald Sterling, real quick question that I have about it. Why was he allowed? And I know you don't have the answer to this, but it just bugs me. Why was he allowed to carry on an affair with this woman and be a owner of the team? He was open with his relationship with her while he had a wife at home. He missed his son's funeral because he was with this girl. Nothing was ever said about that. Right. He makes these comments, and then all of a sudden, he is Satan himself.
Yeah. Well, I mean, number one, people have degrees of what they think is worse than other things, I guess.
In the NBA, I mean, let's be honest, that's not the best image anyway.
No, not at all. But you know, because it's a bad thing. I mean, it is. I mean, to come out and you offend all these people. To a lot of people, for some reason, affairs aren't as offensive. Apparently, in that arena, if it happens in Coleman, it'll be super offensive.
I'm going to tell you something. If my wife's going to have an affair or call me a honky, let her call me a honky any day of the week. Okay?
I don't know.
Yeah, but I mean, it's just it's here. It's always been here. It's always going to be here. It's sad that you have to be so sensitive in what you say and how you say it, and you know what you call out or what you say that may be true, but it's taken in a way that's offensive, and then you know, like I say, this guy ends up. Having to sell his
franchise. You know areas as well as I know that are white areas that I wouldn't go into at night.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's just common sense.
Absolutely.
Yet you won't hear that.
Right.
Yep. So,
I don't understand. I don't understand why he feels like he has to sell or he's being forced to sell where, you know, he didn't call out anybody specifically. He just basically said, we don't have enough people buying season tickets here, and here's the reason why I think we're not.
He is a businessman. He is a businessman.
That's right.
Whether it's from white people, green people,
I don't think he doesn't care. He's just looking to make a profit.
That's right. Just like the Auburn quarterback situation. I don't care if they're purple if they can play.
That's exactly right.
Purple. I think you're going a little bit too far on that.
Or just like, you know, again, just like Andy said, with Alabama and the Auburn quarterback situation, I don't care.
Right.
What color they are, it makes no difference to me. As long as I want the best guy to play, to give them the best opportunity to win.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
I don't care about any of that other stuff. And the other, you know, the people that do, you know, I guess you could say a lot of different things, but.
I feel like society has made, especially in the South, has made great strides in racial tensions and stuff. But there are still some deep hidden, things there that I think needs to be brought to the surface with leaders on both sides,
right.
And figure out a way to, hey, let's fix this, man. Let's join hands and be a community together, do life together, help each other. You know, just like we talked about earlier, it takes a community to raise kids. Let's raise kids together, whether they're black, whether they're Asian, whether they're white, and do what we're supposed to do.
Exactly. You know? And the times that our country will do that is when there's a tragedy.
That's
when we'll do it. It's when there's a tragedy, and then we will just wean ourselves back apart again.
Well, I just hate that we're all so stinking sensitive about everything. It drives me crazy. The sensitivity.
Michael Sounds, does that ring a bell?
Yeah, I mean it's unbelievable. I mean it really is. It's unbelievable. You can't say what you believe because if you do, then it's considered hate speech. And it's not hate speech. I am, you know, but the bigger picture is that you know that these comments. I don't think. I mean, just listening to him, I don't think he had a racial mindset behind it.
I don't either. I don't think that was his intent at all.
Not at all. I think he was just, I think he misspoke I guess, we see now that he's having to give up half some of his, the Hawks. And so it's just a bad mistake. And I think if you was to sit down and talk to him, you know, I've heard a lot of other black analysts, and I've heard some of the players and other people say, "Hey, he's not racist. Right. I know him. We like him." And some of them even said, "I understand exactly where he's coming from." You know.
Yeah.
So anyway,
hey, white, black, or whatever, the fact is, downtown inner city Atlanta is not going to pay the bills of the Atlanta Hawks.
No, it's
the
not.
Money's not there. You've got to get out in the suburbs, and there is black money just like there's white money
out there.
Those are the people they need to attract. They're not going to attract them in downtown Atlanta.
Why do you think the Atlanta Braves are moving? They're moving to a suburb. And I think that the Atlanta Falcons are moving out of the Georgia Dome. I don't know why. I mean, I'm just...
Yeah, they're going to tear that down.
Yeah, I'm wondering why they're moving. Facility. I heard it's incredible, by the way.
Yeah.
But, you know, why are they building these in the suburbs around? I don't know. I mean, maybe it might be where the money's at.
Has either of you been to a Birmingham Barons game since they've moved?
Have not.
I have. Yes, I love it. It is beautiful. It's incredible. I'll take my family down there all day long. I mean, I felt safe. No big deal. And if you haven't been, I mean, you really need to go experience it. They have done a top notch deal, and it's beautiful. I mean, like, you know, if you're sitting in the stands having the background be the city and stuff at night, it's a beautiful thing.
Right.
It's great.
Yeah.
Wow, we could talk on that issue all day, and we're not going to solve it.
Never going to solve it. Bottom line with us, we don't care. We want the best kids to play.
That's right. Yes. Get us a W, baby.
That's it. We don't care about anything else.
We'll take Jeremy Johnson.
No. Hey, Jeremy Johnson this weekend was called the second best quarterback in the nation behind Nick Marshall.
At the Spiegel House?
Go back and watch. I think it was Greasy on the Auburn broadcast. Yeah. Saturday night. Said it more than once.
Yeah.
I think he may be the best quarterback.
I'd take him today.
Yeah.
I like Blake Sims, too.
I do, too.
All right. Enough of that.
Eddie
race.
Must not be out. Is Eddie out there today?
Or if Tally? He is, he's caught lockjaw.
He must have, yeah.
The number, Eddie, in case you're listening, Tally, Sheila, somebody, call in. Give us your thoughts. 256-737-9951. Pastor Andy will take a call if somebody wants to ask him, hey, just exactly what's going on up here at Desperation Church. Right now's the time to call and put you on the spot.
No. I'm going to go to Jack's if we do that.
He is playing
injured. What's going on? Jesus is going on with what we're doing.
Hey, before we go to a break, Andy, tell everybody a little bit about you come in with your arm and a sling. Looked like you'd been in a football game yourself. And I know the other Sunday, I think it's the first time I've ever seen it.
What's that?
The pastor getting up preaching in sweatpants.
Yeah, I couldn't button my pants. I mean, I had to use the bathroom. I ain't going to ask somebody to button my pants, so I had to wear some sweatpants. I enjoyed that.
Oh,
it's awesome. Somebody sent me those pajamas that look like blue jeans and stuff. That was great.
I wouldn't even notice it if you hadn't said that.
That's good. I'm glad. That fires me up right there. Thing. I want people to feel comfortable when they come in what they wear.
Hey, folks, we're going to be talking a few more minutes, take a break, and we come back. Ray Rice, we've got to hit that before today is over. Talk a little bit about this weekend.
And give us a call and tell us what you think about the Ray Rice situation or the Alabama, if there is an Alabama controversy over quarterback. And I don't think there is. I don't know how it could be, not right now. So just give us a call and tell us what you think.
The only controversy is Auburn fans is wanting to see Coker in the game.
Yeah. but they might not want to see him when the time comes.
Later on down the road when he learns the system.
737-9951. Give us a call.
All right. Let's go ahead and take a break.
We'll come back,
hit Ray Rice. And
hit him, Ray Rice.
Hey, that was a bad choice of words. A lot of people would like to hit Ray Rice.
Oh, man.
We'll be right back. Sports Talk Live, Tuesday afternoon.
Cyber Broadband has been providing broadband to areas generally not served by other providers. Now in its 10th year of providing service, Cyber has expanded to also offer services through Charter Communications. If you have service locally and would rather deal with a local company, Cyber Broadband can be reached at 256-734-1077. Cyber also has server co-location abilities. Visit them online at www.getcyber.net.
If you're looking to make your building dream a reality, now is a great time to talk to your Morton Building Sales Consultant. Morton Buildings is a company that has been serving its customers for well over 100 years. From the first meeting with your sales consultant to the delivery and the construction, every aspect of the building process is handled by Morton. Morton Buildings constructs everything from hobby shops and suburban garages to farm storage buildings, even horse barns. With Morton, you get the building that you need and the quality and customer service the company is known for. You can make your dream come true. Available at Morton Buildings, 256-352-0406 in Garden City, or visit their website at mortonbuildings.com.
I'm Tommy Warhurst with Farmers Insurance. When was the last time you sat down with your agent for a review of your coverages? It's probably been a while. But your insurance is about you and protecting your family. And you should be a part of selecting the coverage that's best for you and get it at a price that fits your budget. My focus is you and doing what's right for you and your family, all while helping you save money. If you'd like a free insurance review, my number is 256-338-3701, and the website is thewarhurstagency.com.
We are farmers. Bum, ba, bum, 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 bum.
Scissor Salon is your full-service salon, conveniently located on Highway 278 East in Coleman. Scissors welcomes men, women, and children. Appointments and walk-ins welcome. At Scissors, it's all about you. Personal service and attention to detail. That's Scissors. Highway 278 East, Coleman. The little shop with the big scissors on the roof. Scissors, open Tuesday through Friday, 734-6006. That's Scissors.
Money.
Little Pink Floyd.
Moolah, sponsored by People's Bank of Alabama, a proud sponsor of Where is Moolah? The first clue has already been given out. The sum of the road is 17. Runny, give us clue number two to Moolah.
Clue number two, the money might be located near a pond.
Whoa, the money might be located near a pond. All right, so... Hey, folks, don't go seine in ponds or swimming this afternoon because the money is not physically hidden.
That's right. It's just in your mind. It's a figment of your imagination.
Yeah, and it's in our mind, so that's a dangerous
place.
That's
right. It may be somewhere else tomorrow.
Okay, speaking of dangerous places, we talked about Atlanta.
I can tell you a dangerous place.
Downtown. Where is that at?
It's been on an elevator.
That's
with Ray
what
Rice.
I was going to say. All right, let's let Andy listen to what you say, and then we're going to let Andy chime in since he's got to be the most level-headed of us three.
What are your thoughts,
Ray Rice? NFL correct in their decision?
I guess they feel like they have no
excuse
choice.
Excuse me, Ronnie, but first of all, for somebody that's been in a cave, bring us up to date.
Okay.
What's happened?
Well, if you haven't heard, I guess this was two or three, 4 weeks ago when it first came out that Ray Rice said there was a domestic violence issue with he, and at that time it was his fiancée. They weren't married at a casino in Atlantic City where we didn't see this until, I guess, yesterday when this video is made public, where the part that we see prior to yesterday or today was basically her laying in the door of a elevator and him dragging her out. He was suspended 2 games for domestic violence, and the NFL got hammered about it just being 2 games. Right. They felt like it should have been more, but it was going to be 2 games. And then yesterday when it was released yesterday, the actual video that TMZ comes up with, and we know how we probably all feel about that. But shows actually what happened by the security camera, where he basically, he KOs her. Now, we don't know what led up to that. They were probably both, I'm speculating, but I heard they were both probably intoxicated.
Imagine that at
a casino. I think, there was an argument. It's pretty obvious. And she maybe had tried to slap him or hit him, and he backed up on the other side of the elevator, and she comes over toward him again, and he cold cocks her, he knocks her out. So that's where we are now. After the NFL got a hold of that, they have suspended him indefinitely. And then the Baltimore Ravens basically cut him. So he has no – he won't be working.
He is unemployed.
He is unemployed and will be unemployed for at least this year.
They completely did away with his contract.
Yes.
Exterminated it.
Terminated his contract.
I said exterminated like a
bug.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. What do you guys think? Is the NFL within their – I mean, I know they're within their rights. They're going to use the protect the image thing. But if – this is a dangerous, slippery slope, because if this guy is completely cut out, his contract is gone, he has no way to make a living, then what about the next incident? It's not hardly as bad. I mean, where do we stop?
I just see it as being a very volatile, difficult situation for the NFL and the commissioner to be in, to say, okay, we're gonna kick this guy out for this whole year, and he may be his career may be finished for good. Where, and if we don't have to go too far back, and we got guys who are on trial for a potential murder, you know, and they're still playing and winning Super Bowls and retired on their own. I'm not saying what the NFL did is wrong. I'm saying they are just now setting a precedent, because they've had rapists or charged with rape that have been gone before
and
trial.
Drugs are as common as bubble common gum at a candy store.
Exactly. So, I don't know. You know, the guy's wife, Ray Rice's wife, came out today and made
notice what you said. His wife.
His wife. They are married now.
After the incident.
After the incident. They are married, have a child, and she basically made a very nice statement that saying, you know, if your reason for doing this was to make us relive this, to ruin our lives, to ruin our future, you know, to ruin our family, you have just succeeded. Is the image of the NFL, does that outweigh what this lady, you know, has come out and said? You know, I don't know. You know, it's
and just, she is still with him. I mean, she's had the opportunity to leave him, and I know it happens case after case after case that women are an abusive relationship,
and it should never happen.
Right,
a guy should never ever put his hands on a lady like that.
Agree.
But for some reason, they don't leave. They feel threatened or whatever. But she did have the opportunity to leave. Not only did she not leave, she married him.
Yes.
After that, and my question is, if she's okay with it, or not okay with it, but if she's moved past it,
if they're getting beyond it,
why is this guy being prevented from making a living?
For the whole, and honestly, could be for the rest of his career.
Right.
I mean,
who's going to
give him a chance? I don't know.
Andy, you got any thoughts on that?
Well, I'm thinking more about the NFL. You know, the NFL came out today with a statement saying they didn't ever even get the video until TMZ showed it, and I'm calling bogus.
Yeah, right.
As big as the NFL is,
yes,
there's no way. I think they were trying to probably hide a few things.
Sure.
And once again, they don't look all that great. Now that the world's seeing, they got to do something about it. I mean,
they don't have a choice now.
No. I mean, he hit her pretty good. I mean, like, knocked her out, you know. And so they've got to do something with it. And, you know, my deal is with Ray Rice, the NFL's got an image. They're trying to get an image back, I think, because they've had, just like you said, all the drugs and rapes and even murder and you know, different things. The Hernandez and who's the one that retired last year that was they thought had murdered somebody.
That's the one that we were talking about.
Linebacker
with Baltimore Ravens.
Golly, my mind's gone completely.
Lewis.
Ray Lewis. Anyway, he's got his life turned around, it looks like, which is a good thing. But anyway, you know, I think they realize now, like, we got to get our image back. And so, and you know, I always look at it another side of it. My deal is what kind of example is this guy to young boys that look up to him? You know,
right?
That sees this man cold cocking a lady and dragging her off the. You know, I want to know. You know, in the video, this is just my thinking, because I see somebody walk up while he's dragging her off the elevator. I want to know what Ray Rice told this guy. is she passed out from drinking too much?
Yeah,
or,
yeah.
I'm sure he didn't tell her, hey, I just knocked her out. You know, I'd like to find out what he said.
Yeah.
You know, but anyway, there is a bad image. And these guys, as much as they don't want to, you know, believe it, they are role models for little guys.
Yeah, like it or
for
not.
For my kid, for my 8-year-old, right. They're role models. You know, my little boy looks up to them, and, you know, little boys look up to Ray Rice. And, you know, it's just, it's not good, you know, for the younger generation and stuff. You know, did y'all watch Hard Knocks at all? I watched about a half of one. That's about all I could take with Atlanta Falcons. And, you know, I have never in my life heard such language. Listen, I've grown up in it, but I did not know that football camps were like that. It was unbelievable. And I started thinking, like, holy cow. You know, you got Matt Ryan, who looks like a you know, clean cut guy, and it's like, is your mama, you know, she wash your mouth out with something?
Yeah.
You know.
Hey, the interesting thing about Ray Rice, from everything I've heard and been able to see, he was even said to be the last person on the team they would have expected that from.
Right.
He was big in corporate sponsors, meeting with sponsors, and
he was kind of the face of that that organization.
And the guy said, if you had asked me who on the team done it, he would have been the last one I expected. Yeah.
I hope for his sake and his family's sake that he takes this situation. He now has a platform. He does something positive with it, he and his family, and somebody gives him a chance to get back on the field. Because we have to be a country, we have to be a society of giving people a second chance.
Right.
If we're not, because, you know, somewhere down the road, everybody sitting right here was given a second chance.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not saying we hit our wives or we did anything like that. We've all been given second chances.
Except
and
Pete
he deserves
Rose.
It.
Yeah. Well, listen, that's what I live every day. I mean, we get second chances because of the cross on a regular basis.
Absolutely.
With Jesus. And so, you know, you got to leave room for failure. But there is a place where, you know, they may be wanting to use him as a statement in the area of trying to get their image back, which is not going to be good for him or his family.
And we all know, and Andy can speak this better than anybody else, if you make bad choices, there's going to be bad consequences.
That's right.
You may be forgiven.
No other choices.
You can be forgiven for it, but there's going to be consequences that go along with our bad choices.
People, man, I have the worst luck. This happened. This happened. Yeah. I was arrested and all that. Hey, a lot of it's choices you're making.
Yeah, that's right.
The people you are hanging around and the choices you're making,
absolutely,
it's not luck.
I tell kids all the time, I say, I can tell you exactly where you're going to be 10 years from now if you let me see who you hang out with for about a day.
Right.
I tell you where you're going to be, you know.
Yeah.
Because usually your friends determine who you really are.
That's exactly right.
You know, and it is, anyway.
Hey,
you're right.
Folks, what do you think? Give us a call. Let us know. Are we off the wall on this or... What do you think? I'd like to hear some input, especially from some of our lady
listeners. Yes, absolutely.
Cindy
or
Sheila, you're listening in?
Yeah, give us a call.
She ain't listening to y'all. She's looking for money.
Yeah. Give us a call. Let us know what you think about this situation.
Because we're sitting here, three males in a room.
Yeah, we may view it, you know.
Maybe looking at it completely off the wall.
Off the wall. So if those ladies give us a call at 737-9951. That'd be great.
Something I'm not looking at off the wall is... the USC athletic director, Pat Hayden, I think. Is that correct? Going down on the field to talk to an official, which is bad enough, but the fact that he is a committee member who is going to be selecting the four teams at the end of the year.
Yeah. Do you want
something
that hot? Do you want hothead, you know, determining whether you may be one of the four teams getting in? Yeah. I think we all agree he's a brilliant man. He's a Rhodes Scholar. That was a horrible. I've never heard of an athletic director coming down out of the booth or wherever he was to come down and confront an official.
Hey, that don't even happen at Auburn and Alabama.
No, that doesn't even happen in high school.
Yeah.
You know what it says to me? It says it gives USC an edge. If he's that passionate about USC, he's going to come down on the field, walk across the field, and give the umpire a little. I mean, the referee.
Yeah,
it was an umpire, but the referee a little bit of his thought process.
Yeah.
That's not good for you. If USC's even close, he's going to be voting on me.
And people are upset about Condoleezza Rice being on the committee, and nothing has been said about Pat Hayden.
None. And has not had a reason to, but now there certainly is.
Right.
I mean, this should be a topic of discussion and it has, you know, I've seen it on some of the, you know, ESPN and the Fox Sports where they're you know, they kind of hammered old Pat over this decision. And it did cost him some bucks, didn't it?
Yeah, $25,000.
$25,000. Was it him or the university?
I think the university.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
But, hey, he's innocent because he received a text message that asked him to come down on the field. Now, if you believe that one.
Well, who sent the text message?
Which is, from what I understand, also a violation of NCAA rules.
Is that another $25,000?
Yeah, they need to help about $100,000.
They're going to keep up with it, aren't they? Who was going to send him a message to come down there? Come on.
I have no idea. Was it the coach text message?
Yeah, was it Sarkey? What is the guy's name? He came from Washington. Oh, goodness.
I can't names think of his are
name.
Not mine.
No, they're not mine either. See. I can see the face, but I can't put a name to it.
Now, Andy here, he can remember a name.
Yeah, he's
we talking about?
He's the name man. I didn't say main man. I said name.
Name.
I'm not the name. I'm good with numbers. I can't remember names.
Okay. Well,
there's Cindy.
Cindy, give us a call. Maybe she can give us an insight from a lady's
perspective,
something we might hear when we get home, too.
You got that right.
Cindy, are you with us?
Here.
Hey, welcome to the show. What do you think?
I say they should let him go.
Let him go.
I was raised in, my father was abusive to my mother.
Oh, sorry about that.
And if they do it once, more than likely, unless they find the Lord, they're going to do it again.
Yeah, I agree with you on that one 100%. I've known some people in the same situation.
So, Cindy, you're saying you think the NFL and the Baltimore did the right thing by cutting him loose?
Yes.
Okay.
If he's going to do that to her, who's to say he's not going to go off on somebody else?
Yeah. Yeah. Do you think he should, you know, if he sits out this year, and I guess I'm saying, what could he do that would satisfy you that he might be able to get back in the league somewhere down the road? I'm not talking about this year. I mean, in another year or so. What would you need to see from him?
I really don't know, because if I was the one that he hit, you know, then I would know if he had really turned his life around.
Right.
But as far as maybe just a spectator, I don't know, you know, because we're not the judge. We let the Lord be the judge.
I agree with that. I guess what I'm saying, you know, if he and his wife are out there in the public and they're speaking out against domestic violence and doing all those things, would that suffice? Would that be good enough to allow him to play again somewhere down the road? Or do you think he's done this and he should never be able to play again?
Well, I can say this. The Lord, he forgives our sins. And right. And like I said, we're not the judge, and so, you know, who are we to say, you know, you can't play ball if he says that he's forgiven and he's made it right with the Lord.
Right. I agree with you. Thankfully, we can't see the NFL players home, but I promise you there is a lot worse things going on in a lot of NFL players' homes, and we're just not seeing it. This guy just happened to be
on
camera.
He was on camera, yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
And I agree, he needs to be punished. I have no use for any man hitting a woman at any time.
Me neither.
I
could tell you some stories.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I could see why, you know, it is even more passionate for you, because you've seen it or you grew up in it, and it's just completely, it's unacceptable to everybody, but if you've gone through it, it changes the complexion.
Right. And, you know, sometimes if they don't get their life straightened out, it can escalate to outside the home.
Oh, yeah, it's unbelievable. It's amazing. I mean, we deal a lot with abused women who's been abused and stuff. And it's amazing how many times they go back. A lot of women have to go to a shelter, this is the statistic, 7 times before they'll actually really leave the man. They'll always go back to him.
My mother would always take my dad back. And I remember, I think I was in the 4th grade. And he rented like a big U-Haul to take us back. And me being that young, I told her, I said, Mama, it's not going to work.
Mm.
Yeah. Well, most, and another statistic, not to say, listen, God can do anything, but most men don't ever really stop abusing.
Right.
It usually continues. And so it's, you know, I think it's something that really needs, because it's a lot larger than people realize. And it's just, yes. And if you abuse a woman, you're going to abuse a child too, more likely.
That's right.
Yeah. Hey, all right. Hey, thanks, Cindy, for giving us a call. Hey, have you found the money yet?
I've got it narrowed down to two places. He'll only give me one guess.
do you want to take a stab at it while you're on?
Are you going to give another clue?
We don't have no other clue.
You can call back as Mindy.
Yeah. Hey, that is a preacher telling you that.
That's right. He's after your money.
Well, if I guess, I can't guess again, right?
Not today.
Not today.
Now, you can guess again Thursday.
All right.
Well, we don't have 12 minutes left anyway. So.
All right. I'm going to say Bankhead National Forest.
Nope. Sorry.
Not it, Cindy.
Hey, but look at it this way. You narrowed it down.
That's right.
Okay. Was it close?
I can't say that. Good try, though.
Good try.
Okay.
All right. Hey,
thank you, Cindy.
Thanks for calling, Cindy.
Thank you.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with you in just a minute. Hit on something a little less serious. More football coming up. Sports Talk Live 95.5.
I'm Tommy Warhurst with Farmers Insurance. When was the last time you sat down with your agent for a review of your coverages? It's probably been a while. But your insurance is about you and protecting your family. And you should be a part of selecting the coverage that's best for you and get it at a price that fits your budget. My focus is you and doing what's right for you and your family, all while helping you save money. If you'd like a free insurance review, my number is 256-338-3701, and the website is thewarhurstagency.com.
We are farmers. Bum, ba, bum, 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 bum.
Planning for a new building can be exciting and at times a little stressful. Take the stress out of your construction project and enjoy the experience of constructing a custom Morton building. From planning your new building to watching it take shape, Morton will be with you every step of the way to build your new garage, riding area, horse barn, hobby shop, or machine storage building. Best of all, Morton stands behind every building with the strongest non-prorated, non-pass-through warranty in the industry. Don't wait to get started on your project. Morton is located in Garden City and can be reached at 256-352-0406 or online at www.mortonbuildings.com.
Cyber Broadband has been providing broadband to areas generally not served by other providers. Now in its 10th year of providing service, Cyber has expanded to also offer services through Charter Communications. If you have service locally and would rather deal with a local company, Cyber Broadband can be reached at 256-734-1077. Cyber also has server co-location abilities. Visit them online at www.getcyber.net.
Scissor Salon is your full-service salon, conveniently located on Highway 278 East in Coleman. Scissors welcomes men, women, and children. Appointments and walk-ins welcome. At Scissors, it's all about you. Personal service and attention to detail. That's Scissors. Highway 278 East, Coleman. The little shop with the big scissors on the roof. Scissors, open Tuesday through Friday, 734-6006. That's Scissors.
Odin's Auto Glass offers professional and reliable service. With over 30 years of experience, Odin's Auto Glass guarantees your satisfaction. From auto and truck glass to the glass in your big rig, Odin's Auto Glass has you covered. Odin's Auto Glass welcomes insurance claims and is an authorized Safe Life Auto Glass installer. Odin's Auto Glass is located on Highway 31 in Coleman, just north of Highway 157. 734-2800, it's Odin's Auto Glass.
Five 51 and running
we
the show is
down,
flying by.
We are headed down the home stretch. Andy makes it go quick.
Man, Andy coming in.
Oh, I'm glad. I think I'm going to change my profession.
I hear you.
I'm going to preach on the radio.
Well, yeah.
Hey,
this
you,
is fun.
Yeah. There you go.
Hey, folks, while we were on break, sitting here talking between each other, we come up with something just for a Sports Talk Live t-shirt. Cindy, you're welcome to call in on this one. Andy is going to give us a trivia question. And far away, Andy. Anybody can answer this. Let me give the number, 737-9951. 737-9951.
And we only got about 7 minutes.
Right.
8 minutes.
First person to answer this, and this is going to take some thinking.
Yeah. What two days out of the year is there zero professional sports at play? There's no Major League. There's no NBA. There's 2 days that takes place out of 365. What day is that?
And that is a heck of a
no hockey, no football, no nothing. No nothing.
Is this the same 2 days every year?
Same 2 days every year. Now, it's not the same date. I'll go and give you that hint. Somebody get calling
me. I hear it.
It's the same date. It's not the same dates, but it's
I don't know about it since he asked us on the break.
I don't have a clue. I have no clue.
I don't know.
They hung up. Well, there's the question. If you got an answer within the next 6-7 minutes, give us a
I don't know
call.
That anybody's going to answer that unless old Google comes in. They Google it, they might get the answer.
They might do it.
Hey, that's a tough question.
That is tough.
Good question.
Great question.
All right, Ron, what you got on football?
Hey, let's talk. I know we're getting close to the end of our time, but we know with this 4-team playoff that's coming up, you know, there are a lot of teams that have already been eliminated.
Right.
If they've got – basically, if they have a loss pretty much, they're eliminated.
See Ohio State.
That's exactly right. So there's probably – you know, there probably isn't 15 teams left that have a legitimate chance to make it, okay? But let's talk about conferences. If you, Andy, had to pick the number one conference that's still in the run, still in the hunt to be in the Final Four playoff, which conference would it be? I would have to say
the SEC.
Yeah, no.
And SEC. I would say, Big 12 SEC.
Yeah, SEC without a doubt. Now, because all the top ones there haven't lost a game, and nine teams out of the SEC are still in the top 20. So the SEC still has a great opportunity to be in the Final Four, okay? The second one that has a great opportunity, I think, I'll give you the conference, and if you make them give me the team, I don't know, but our teams, possible. The other one that has a great opportunity just as good as the SEC is, I think, the Pac-12. Now, when we talk about Pac-12 teams, the two that I think, and I'll ask y'all's opinion, that I think still have a great opportunity to get in, UCLA or Oregon.
I don't see UCLA.
I think UCLA's going down. They're not.
Who they play this week? They play Texas this week.
Texas.
Yeah,
they'll beat Texas.
I don't see UCLA. Now, potentially they're good. Potentially they could make it. I even picked them to make the Final Four. But once I kind of looked at how they played, and then they've got USC on the road, Oregon on the road, and Stanford.
Oh, that don't look good.
So, you know, their chances aren't good. But as a conference, the Pac-12 has just as great an opportunity as the SEC. Cindy's with us.
Cindy is on the line. Cindy, have you got an answer?
The day before and after the Major League Baseball All-Star Game.
You go, girl! That's a, wow. Come on. Hey, she Googled that.
Wow. Hey, did you Google it?
I did.
I hear you.
God for Google.
I have never.
She's honest.
I have never heard that before.
Yeah.
No,
she's
right. Neither.
That's right.
Never.
You think about it. There's no NBA playing. There's no football playing. There's no, and, you know, the only professional that's the only professional sports that's going on in is Major League.
Yeah.
So it's before and after.
Wow.
So this is fully back in the control booth. My guess was going to be Valentine's Day. But,
yeah. Hey, there's some games being played on Valentine's
Day. Some games.
It may be Halloween to go with it or something.
Yeah, most people's thinking holidays and stuff. But holidays is the best time to play games.
Jason, you old sick man.
Hey, Cindy.
Yeah.
Had you rather come by the office and pick up your shirt? You know the process. You've picked up money so many times. Or you want us to put it in the mail?
Oh, no, I'll just come by there and get it.
Okay, just come by. The shirts are in my office. If I'm not there, you know the routine.
If you, if you wait a few more days, you can pick up the money and go with it.
I hope so. I'm on a dry run here.
That's right.
Thanks for losing my
bless your heart, you've missed the last two. So.
I know.
All right, good day. Hey, thanks, Cindy. Congratulations.
Y'all.
Okay.
All right, thanks.
All right. There's Cindy again.
I'm telling you.
She's an old hound, boy.
All right, let's finish up the football before we got to go.
Before we got to go. The two conferences, I think we all agree, that have the best chance still getting their SEC and the Pac-12. Okay.
No, I agree.
The other one that I think has a good chance, you guys, I think, would agree, would be somebody out of the ACC, and that's probably, you know, you're looking at Florida State.
Yeah.
However, if Florida State goes down at any time during the season,
who's going to take them down, though? They got the easiest road.
They do. It would have to be Clemson. Mm-mm. Or Florida.
Yeah, I mean, if Florida,
Gators, Florida's and going, I know we're running out of time.
Yeah.
Let's just say, what if Florida State gets beat by Florida mm-hmm. at the end of the season. That's a loss late. Let's say that puts them out.
Boy,
now where are we? If Florida State's not there, they've got a mess. Don't you know that committee wants Florida State to be there undefeated, and they want somebody out of the SEC to be there?
Oh, yeah.
So they only have to make two other choices.
Well, here's the deal, though. They could probably still make it and even lose to Florida because they're going with the who wins the championship games. I mean, they're saying right now that there's no way that two SEC teams can make it in, or it'd have to be a miracle. Two Pac-12s, two Big 12s. I mean, they're saying Big 10's completely out.
So we're not going after necessarily the best team. We're just going to get a representative from across the country and let them play.
But that wasn't what they said.
No.
The guy that was the SEC media day says, we're going to put the four best teams.
That's not what I'm hearing.
Year in, exactly. Year out, two of the top teams will be in the SEC.
Hey, I'll go a step further. You could find two or potentially at least two of the best teams in the country in the West Division of the SEC.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey, I put Auburn, Alabama up against anybody in the nation.
You got
right
it.
Now,
so
you might change that in October.
I might.
You got that right. So anyway, okay, real quick. I know we got to go. We're getting out of time. Again, best conference to get there, SEC, Pac-12, ACC. The one who is still has a chance is the Big 12. That's either going to be Oklahoma or a sleeper is Baylor. And the one that is completely out, has no chance, is the Big Ten because Ohio State went down, Michigan State went down, and Michigan went down.
They hey, Ronnie, no you, you and Jason, take your time. I'm not gonna push you off the air in 30 seconds.
So that is my pick or a little discussion about which conferences still have the best chance to get in the playoff and which one has no chance.
And, Ronnie, I hate to do it, but I have to agree with you. I usually like to have some kind of little argument about it today.
Yeah, but not today, huh?
Hey, before we go, congratulations to the Cold Springs Eagles volleyball tournament winners this weekend at Corner. I understand Addison won a big tournament.
Also, in Cold Springs girls ranked.
Yeah, Cold Springs girls, I think number four in the state or something like that.
Addison's girls were ranked number one.
And one more announcement. I've been promising I would do this one. Good Hope Quarterback Club selling drawdown tickets, $100 a piece, $10,000 giveaway. I'm not sure of the date, but you can see any of the Quarterback Club members to buy a chance there, support a good cause.
Sure.
Pastor Andy, man, I can't say how much we appreciate you coming in.
Absolutely. You better let me come back.
Hey.
You come back.
You be back anytime you want to.
Like they say in Jamaica, soon come back.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want your money.
Soon come back.
Hey, folks. Visit People's Bank. Visit our sponsors. Friday Night Live, of course, Friday night. On demand. Andy, this is something you might be interested in. Want to go back and listen to yourself?
Yep.
Live95Coleman.com. Shows on demand. Hit that. And
I don't want to hear myself on the radio.
Listen to it. You hear yourself enough.
You hear yourself enough.
That's hey, folks, right. We're on overtime right now. So, Andy, we appreciate it.
Yeah,
Ronnie,
thanks, Andy.
Glad to have you back.
Yeah, man.
Until Thursday, we're going to get off here, and we'll see you Thursday with some college football predictions.
And go ahead.
I don't know what War Eagle.
And a Roll Tide.
We'll see you Thursday.
Go Blazers.
Yeah. feet. Here comes rain to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? I stand here on the edge of the seat. Out the doorway, the bullets rip to the sound of the beat. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
WRJM-LP Coleman.
Color in your cheeks. Do you ever get that feel that you can't shift the tide that sticks around like so much in your teeth? Are there some aces up your sleeve? Have you no idea that you're in deep? I dreamt about you nearly every night this week. I'm many secrets can you keep? 'Cause there's this tune I found that makes me think of you somehow, and I play it on repeat until I fall asleep.